Locker Room Chats here on KNZA continue tonight, getting you set for Week 7 of high school football tomorrow night. Brandon Tabman here, joined now by Wyatt Hofstra, the Valley Falls Dragons football coach. It is presented by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. A lot to dissect here, Coach, but appreciate the time as always. Let's start here. The 26 and 27 seasons, the football district assignment set by Keisha earlier this week, certainly had some changes and some movement with some of our area teams, but when you look at the 1A classification once again, and you look at where Valley Falls is going to sit for the next couple seasons, that's district number 4, Valley Heights, Centralia, Jackson Heights, and Onega. So just your thoughts on that here for the next couple of years.
Yeah, it'll be good for us. I know that several of those teams have been doing well, so it'll be good competition for us, and we've seen Onega both in 8-man and a couple times and then in our districts this year, so we're still familiarity, and then having Jackson Heights, good to have a league opponent in there, so it should be good for us.
Are you more on the side of, would you prefer to have more league opponents in your district, more so than maybe teams that you're not familiar with?
Yes and no. I think it's good for, leagues to stay together as much as you can. I know that with football, we try to do that, but that's kind of hard depending on how the districts come, and us and Jackson Heights are ones that don't have as many league games, but we then are able to fill that. Our league stays pretty true to itself, which is awesome. So our other games are Pleasant Ridge, Mar Hill, McLouth, and Horton in our other 4 games the next 2 years. So it's good that we still get those in, compete for league standing, and good for, end of the season all league awards that coaches can see other kids in the league and not just be flying blind. I know that was hard for us when we were an 8-man. I know that'll be hard for Troy,
right,
an 8-man this next cycle too. So those sort of things. And just sometimes just the way that it is, the way that it works out.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm always one to, I would like to have more league games, every team play the same amount of league games, but it certainly doesn't work out that way. And that is something teams certainly navigate with. But let's talk about the game last week. Jefferson County North, one of the best teams in the state right now, a team that's 6-0. 48-0 was the final score. Take us back to last week. What'd you see in that outcome there?
I thought JCN, they look good. They look solid. They do what they do really well. They got a bunch of big physical guys, and they got hard runners, elusive guys. That quarterback is fast. I thought that we came out a little bit flat. We held them on fourth, I think, four and out first possession, or rather got a punt. That rolled clear down to like our 10. So kind of condensed, backs up against our own end zone. Had to punt, didn't have a very good punt, gave them short field position. They punched it in, and then just up and down the roller coasters of a high school game from there. Came out flat, and we picked it up though a little bit. We stopped them in several fourth downs, so that was good to see. We had a couple guys flying around on defense. It kind of impressed us because we were a little shorthanded. So we had some guys in some new positions that kind of proved some stuff to us, and that was good to see. And offensively, we just couldn't get the run game going very well. We did have the big pass play in the second or third quarter that worked out for us. Great play by Carter Pickerel. And it's just improving on our own stuff.
Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra joining us. They get Jackson Heights this week. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. Got a few more minutes here with Wyatt Hofstra, the Valley Falls football coach. It is brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Week 7 tomorrow night, Coach. You go from a JCN team last week undefeated to another undefeated team this week. Schedule, it's been tough all year, but Jackson Heights right now, they're the number one team in the state. You get them at home tomorrow night. The initial thoughts on this matchup with the Cobras tomorrow night?
Yeah, they're getting talked about, and they're worthy of it. They look good on film. They do a lot of different cool things. They got a lot of guys that can get the ball, and Melly's is a stud. So you control what you can control, and we focus on us, and we'll see how the ball lands.
When you kind of play a team of this caliber and they just have so many options, they're just disciplined and well-coached and all that, do you try to focus in on a certain thing? Is it going to be to try to take out Drake and let everybody else do things, or is it just kind of a pick-your-poison type of deal?
It's a little bit of both. With as many weapons as they have, you try to eliminate one, and make them become either one-dimensional if you can, or, really shut down the certain plays a certain guy gets, whether that be, you know, Mellies or Zeller or any of those guys. But in their aspect, I mean, that they have a lot of guys. It requires shutting down six or seven people, you know, to get them to completely stop. So our defense this year has been doing well. I think that they'll continue to do well. So if we can keep the offense on the field and let our defense rest and get adjustments made and keep them off the ball and off the scoreboard and be okay.
Yeah, you talk about just, you know, focusing on you, focusing on your team in terms of what you want to see from your team tomorrow night in this game against Jackson Heights. What are a few things that stand out? What are you hoping to see?
I'm hoping to see, you know, confidence and a belief and just a determination, you know, like you said, focusing on our stuff and, you know, regardless of what happens with the score or the game or whatever else. I mean, it's just one game in the season. There's still two more that, you know, are winnable ball games and opportunities. So, you know, come out there and you never know what'll happen. Football is a game like that, that if you come out and fire on all cylinders, it doesn't matter who you face, big or small and good or bad, that either team can win. You know, both teams are practicing, both teams are going to come play hard, and it's good that it's on our home field, and we'll get after it.
Yeah, no doubt. Well said. Certainly got to play it between the lines. There it is. Wyatt Hoster joining us, Valley Falls football coach. They get Jackson Heights at home tomorrow night, and then wrapping up the regular season next week as well with a road trip to Pleasant Ridge. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll do it again next week.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks for all you do, and thank you to Heinen's and the Elevator. Go Dragons.